ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we're going to be looking at a topic which is very interesting. A lot of people talk about it and ask about it. And that is, what are the rights that animals have over us? As you know, Islam is a complete religion. It's a religion which addresses a lot of different, you know, things. And it has rules for everything. One of the things that it speaks about is the rights that we have over one another, and also that rights of other things have over us. One of these is the rights that animals have over us. So the question we want to ask today is, what are these rights? What are some of these rights that animals have over us? Fortunately, we have many hadiths and which allude to the answer to this question. Let's look at some of these hadiths and see what we can understand from them regarding the rights that animals have over us. One time, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw a she camel whose knees were tied up, carrying her load. He said, "Where is her owner? Tell him that he should prepare for the lawsuit tomorrow," meaning on the day of resurrection. And he said, "Verily Allah loves gentleness and he aids in implementing it. So when you ride a lead animal, dismount it at the right place. For if the land is barren and arid, then get away from it. And if the land is lush and fertile, then dismount the animal and allow it to rest and graze." Right, so in general, as a general rule, we've been advised to be clement and kind to animals and not overburden them with the tasks that they cannot perform. The Prophet said, "Mount the sound animals and look after them properly, and do not treat them as chairs for your conversations in the streets." Meaning, don't just sit there sitting on your on the mount of the horse and speak to one another on them without, you know, moving. "For many riding animals are better than their rider and are more remembering of Allah, blessed and most high." In a very specific hadith in which the Prophet, he enumerates six rights that the animal has over its owner, the Prophet said, the animal has six rights over its owner. Once the owner has dismounted the animal, he should allow it to graze. This is the first one. He should give it access to water if they pass by it. This is the second right. He should not hit the animal except when it truly deserves it. This is the third right. He should not burden it with a load that it cannot bear. This is the fourth right. He should not overtask it with a journey that it cannot endure. This is the fifth right. And finally, the Prophet said, and he should not sit on it for lengthy periods of time. This is the sixth right of the animal over its owner. And in another beautiful hadith, the Prophet said, do not hit animals on their faces, for verily they praise and glorify Allah. This is one of the rights, because as we know, everything, according to Islam, everything praises Allah and glorifies Him. One of these things is animals. They do so with their tongues and their faces, and therefore we shouldn't hit them on their faces. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the rights that animals have over us and over their owners in the light of the hadith and the Quran. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy, on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.
حي يا قيوم.